What love is? You could tell he was a Marsalis brother, even sitting in the back. He had that muddy river lilt in his voice, the bristling intellect, and the irrepressible need to teach the storied history of African-American classical music. Jazz was in his blood as legacy. The funky butt was jammed, only this back table free whiskey's on the way. A Basie number, Monk, the band tight, Delfeo's trombone aflame from the opening chorus. I even didn't mind that nearby tables were more chatter than rapt attention, or that our waitress took her time. For Delfeo was holding forth on the subject of cutting, that fraternal pissing contest where raw bone skill and bravado run loose to fight for the night's supremacy. When the trumpet got introduced, he looked over at Marsalis, a little reticent to step into the ring. Who could blame him? Delfeo was all over the bone, so low in the register your feet could feel it, so high he was bumping the night's rafters. And not just range, he donned all the hats of virtuosity in rapid succession, and swung like crazy too. The trumpeter was game, following behind like a younger brother, tossing up the bell of his horn, blatting out wild roundhouse notes. But he was going down. And when he managed a high C and held it, it came from his waist. He'd been cut off at the legs. We nearly jumped out of our seats like at some cellar cockfight. At the break, heading for the John, I spied a couple groping in the dark hall, the woman pushing the man up against a wall, kissing him hard, his hand cupping her ass. And when the waitress set down our drinks, her breasts dropping like ripe peaches, a cowgirl tattoo dancing on her arm, I just about burst into happiness for being among friends, for loving my wife, who I knew was at home in front of the fire, dog asleep at her feet, and raised a silent toast to the night unfolding, to soulful music, and to the graceful glance of good luck's passing. Later, when Delfeo played the loveliest solo on You Don't Know What Love Is I ever heard, heroin slow, each note laid out like an early morning baker sets out a rack of bread loaves. The place got church quiet, drinks clinking as we listened in on a one-way lover's plea into the grimy payphone of the blues. Before we left, the couple returned, the guy's shirt back basted with brick dust and sweat. I shook Marsalis' hand on the way out in that tentative way blacks and whites do, half soul shake, half how you do, and told him what I thought of his solo. He gave me a look I couldn't read, but I'd like to think registered surprise. What do I know? Out on the street, on the walk back to the hotel, past a broken bottled Congo Square, the four of us picked our way through the drunks, city still bustling past midnight, sidewalks slick from a street sweep of rain, jabbering about the prize fight of a set. And I tried to tell my friends something of the feeling that had taken hold of me, stumbling over the words like a greenhorn sitting in. He listened, rapt, happy, filling in the last gap of my music with a huge whoop, and then, steps later, wow, wow. And we crossed over onto Canal, heads bent in reverie, for all the night had offered up in its swell.